This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Italians go to the polls Sunday to elect a new government. The outcome could send ripples through global financial markets. Italy is the third biggest economy among countries that use the euro, and it's even more in debt than Greece. From Rome, Stephen Beard reports.
In campaign ads like this, the ruling Partito Democratico has been appealing almost plaintively for re-election.
Il 4 marzo, vota Partito Democratico.
The appeals don't seem to be working. The centre-left PD is way behind in the opinion polls, even though, as PD candidate Massimo Ungaro points out, the economy is improving.
Unemployment is falling, the economy is growing, youth unemployment as well is decreasing.
And yet you've been in government and you're not benefiting from that.
We try to propose policies which are good for the medium and long term for this country, which does entail some difficult choices.
The PD's reforms made the labour market more flexible, but they haven't pleased everyone. 32% of young people are still unemployed, and a mass influx of migrants into the country has made the party even less popular.
Dove l'immigrazione avanza, trova un ostacolo.
Neo-fascist groups like this one have been growing fast, fueled by anger and fear over the arrival of more than half a million migrants, many from Africa. Politics has lurched to the right. The moderate centre-right party, Forza Italia, has formed a coalition with the vehemently anti-immigrant League. That coalition looks set to win the most votes, but, says Enrico Giovannini, a professor of economics, don't expect stability.
Even if the centre-right wins, it's not clear whether they will have a coherent and agreed programme.
The election, says political scientist Cecilia Sottilotta, could be followed by weeks of horse trading and confusion, possibly followed by another election.
It's going to be a mess. I'm not afraid to say so. It's unfortunately.
And not just for Italians. The country has the biggest public debt load in Europe. Its banking system is fragile. There's always the danger that political instability in Italy could reignite a wider European debt crisis. In Rome, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.